everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
And welcome back. Livestock futures were lightly traded today with strong buyer activity flooding into front-month lean hog future contracts, while the rest of the livestock market remained stuck in a narrow range. Corn prices were lower in light trade, December corn futures about 2 cents lower. In live cattle, futures were mixed in a narrow range in all contracts except for front-month October futures. October contracts held a 75-cent per hundredweight loss, with traders continuing to roll into December and February contract months. The remainder of nearby and deferred futures were stuck in directionless ranges as traders focused on the lack of movement in feeder cattle trade and sluggish outside market moves. Cash cattle trade today was quiet, with showless distribution the main order of business. Bids and asking prices remained undeveloped today, which will likely stay that way through most of the week. Beef cutouts today were 77 cents higher in select and up 51 cents per hundredweight in choice, with live movement of 55 total loads. In feeder cattle, futures were quietly traded today with volume still sluggish here on Monday. October contracts held a 35-cent gain, although the remainder of the contracts were stuck in a narrow 20-cent range. This could limit commercial buyer interest early in the week. Grain futures, though, were mixed today, held back by profit-taking in soybeans following last week's breakout rally on bullish news from USDA. Corn prices were a little lower after an attempt to firm failed in Asia overnight. December futures held above the 25-day moving average, which came in today around $3.51. Soybeans were lower today after they gave back some of last week's gains on profit-taking. November futures held to an inside day after closing above $10 on Friday. And wheat prices finally tried to turn higher following two-sided trade overnight. While winter wheat contracts tried to move out of their downtrend for the past 2 weeks, spring wheat continued to hold its base of support near two-week lows. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.